Welcome to the Lawyerist Podcast, a series of discussions with entrepreneurs and innovators about building a successful law practice in today's challenging and constantly changing legal market. Lawyerist supports attorneys building client-centered and future-oriented small law firms through community, content, and coaching, both online and through the Lawyerist Lab. And now, from the team that brought you the Small Firm Roadmap and your podcast hosts.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Everett.
And I'm Jennifer Wiggum, and this is episode 493 of the Lawyerist Podcast, part of the Legal Talk Network. Today, Stephanie talks with Sheree Robin about why you need to write a book for your business.
So Jennifer, it has been nothing but sports documentaries in my house this past weekend.
Tell me more. Interesting.
Yes, we've been watching the series on quarterbacks. I think it's called Quarterback, and they follow four NFL quarterbacks, including Patrick Mahomes and Kirk Cousins. And then we also rewatched The Last Dance, which is about the Bulls' final season. It's funny because my husband knows how it ends because he remember. I mean, I grew up watching that team as well, but not as closely. Like it's still a mystery to me. Like, what is going to happen the last season? Do they win? And he's laughing at me last night because I was like, I don't actually know.
I don't remember either. And I watched it as well.
Yeah. But it's fascinating. And like, you know, you and I talk about, like, we watch different things and they hit you in different ways based on your life and what you're doing. And so for me, I was really struck by all these coaching relationships that these professional athletes have. And even like Patrick Mahomes had his personal trainer move to his town where he is now and open up a whole complex there so they could work out together and all these weird things they were doing, like shoulder, hip shifts. I don't know. It was fast. But it was fascinating. I was like, that is so cool to look at like how he has to be able to move his body and how it's different.
Yeah. That is beyond me in terms of how bodies move. But what I'm hearing, though, is it sounds a lot like coaching in general is helpful, even if you are at the top of your game, like that football player whose name I can't remember already. But
it's fine.
You can tell I'm a sports person.
It's
but,
okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I know.
That guy.
Yeah. I mean, I think as we think about the work we do every day, day in and day out, we work with lawyers in our business coaching program. And I think sometimes people think, I'm good. Like only struggling businesses need to work with a coach. Or if I join a coaching program, does that mean I'm admitting that I'm not doing something right or something is going wrong? And I think, no, it's just the opposite. Like, yeah, I mean, let's be clear. If you are struggling, then joining something like Lab could be great and could really help you. But even if you're succeeding and you might not think, it may not be obvious to you what you want to do differently, getting that help, getting that outside perspective is going to help you level up and grow even faster than if you go it alone.
Yeah. Just getting a bird's eye view of a neutral party who can see your firm and your processes. Because when you're in it, you can't see it. What was that? You just told me you can't see the label. Tell me, what was that?
Yeah, you can't read the label when you're on the inside of the bottle.
Exactly. And so if you have just a neutral party come in there and they can show you the ways that you can get better. And if you do have ambitions to grow your firm and be the best firm you can be, you need that outside party. So that is really interesting to me. We also help struggling businesses, but that is not the only type of firms that come to us. And in fact, I feel like the ones that really do really well are the ones that they've been doing fine, but they want to do better.
Yes, absolutely. And I think, you know, what's cool about our program and the work we do, I think sometimes also lawyers think, well, are they going to really understand my business? You know, maybe laws has some special wrinkles to it. And, you know, in terms of the rules of professional responsibility and what we can do or can't do or how we bill clients. I mean, I could argue that a lot of those are general business problems, but hey, I'm a lawyer and I get it. And there are some special wrinkles to the way we have to approach our business. And that's what I love about a program like Lab is because we understand it. We've been there. We get it. We've worked inside firms. Some of our coaches have owned law firms. You know, I've owned a law firm. And so our coaches have that, even if they have not actually been lawyers or worked inside firms, they have a lot of resources for people who have, and we've all been trained in it. Like one of the things right. we do is teach our coaches, this is what's special, unique, different about a law firm. And they only work with lawyers. So now they've heard it all. And, you know, they may still ask a question sometimes that you think, well, that's not right. But also I remind people, sometimes we ask questions knowing we're giving the wrong, like we know it's going to be wrong, but it gets mm-hmm. you to think about something differently.
Right. I mean, it's not unlike law where you are asking some leading questions that you may know go a certain way because you want the person to get to the point that you think is important for them. And I would like to say, we say just coaching and, you know, we're talking about coaching, but in our particular community, you have a community of people who are doing the same thing and they might be doing it differently or they might be doing it in a more interesting way or things that you haven't thought of. So there's that whole other part of it. And it's kind of like that if you go to the gym too, you know, you have your personal trainer, you start to meet people at the gym and you watch them and you're like, ooh, I never thought about doing it that way. So there's also that element I think people forget about in coaching yeah. programs like this.
I mean, I had that aha when I was just working with a coach one-on-one, you know, you only get the benefit of what's in that person's brain. But right. when you join a community, to me, it's more valuable because now you get the coach's brain, the other, maybe the other coach's brains, but also all the other participants' brains,
right.
which can be really powerful.
So powerful.
Yeah. I love all that. I love the work that we do. It's so fulfilling to be able to work with firms and help them with their business. And I guess the other kind of piece I would remind people, because I know you, when I thought you were going there when you said we keep saying coaching, I think what we do in lab is a little bit different because we wear our coaching hat where we help people mm-hmm. solve their problems, but we also wear a teaching hat and even a consultant's hat where sometimes you right. just need to understand how this thing works. And it's not about asking a bunch of woo-woo questions to get you there.
Right.
Like there are times where we're like, no, we're going to teach you how this piece works. We're going to show you, we're going to give you templates. We're going to help you solve this question, this answer faster, simpler, easier than if you were just going at it alone.
Yeah, it's a curriculum and not in necessarily like the strict way, but it's a well-rounded renaissance program that helps you learn from all angles. And I guess Absolutely. We turn this into an ad, but it's true. I mean, we just like talking about it. So it ends up here.
I mean, the great news is, you know, sales and ads and is all about helping people. So if you believe yeah. that you really are helping people, then we yeah. should be willing to shout it from the rooftops.
I totally agree. Yeah. I mean, it's very genuine.
So if you're hearing this and thinking, okay, I could use some help, or maybe I could use a different perspective, and it's not a sign that I'm struggling. It's actually a sign that I just want to do something different, faster, better.
Yeah.
We'll make sure the link to Lab is in the show notes, but it's real simple. If you go to lawyers.com/coaching, you can get more information and learn all about what it would be like to work with us, because we would love to work with you.
We would. And next here is Stephanie's conversation with Sheree.
Hello, hello. My name is Sheree Robin. I am a Simon & Schuster best-selling author, editor, publisher, professional ghostwriter, and literary coach. And my incredible team of literary bays, that's my BAE, my badass editors, my bays and I, we specialize in helping incredible people write powerful and life-changing books.
Hi, Sheree. Welcome to the show. I am really excited to have this conversation today because I hear a lot of people these days talk about wanting to write a book. And, you know, we can say all the bad things we want about the big bad Amazon, but they have kind of made the ability to write and publish books feel more accessible.
It is accessible. It is not just a feeling. It is a reality. It is a lot more accessible to publish books now than it used to be when you could only publish through the traditional routes. You know, like Simon & Schuster, Macmillan, Random House. But now with Amazon, anyone can be a published author, which is a gift and a curse.
Yes. For those of us who might be thinking about it in terms of our business, because I know you work with business owners and help them think about writing and positioning a book to support their business. What would you say? What are the reasons why someone should actually think about doing this?
Sure. Well, there's a plethora. There's so many reasons. And I get to work with a lot of really incredible people. And so I'll say at the core of it, there are usually people who really want to help somebody else. So it's someone who is desiring to get their message, the message if it's how to do with something, if it's how to overcome a something, figure something out, I usually get to work with people who are adamant about a certain message. And so if you are that person, right, if you have a business, you have a core values, if there's a system or a framework or something that you stand on, then a book helps you not just share that with your close network and the people, you know, who are in immediate proximity to you, but with the world. Right. So globally, you can get that message out there in a way that you can't. Right. There's only one of you, but you could sell millions and millions of copies of one book. So a book is extremely beneficial, you know, to get your message out there. It also helps to extend your reach, your credibility. You know, the root word of authority is author. So when people are looking to establish themselves in an industry or be known as an expert, writing a book is one of the most beneficial tools to let someone know that you really do know a whole lot about this subject. So, you know, if you want to be seen as a subject matter expert, as a respected authority in your field, a book is like a surefire, you know, way to really make that happen for you. And like I said, it opens up doors that would not be open to you if you weren't a published author, you know, if you didn't have a tool and a resource, you know, to be beneficial to someone else. So we're talking about income opportunities. We're talking about access. We're talking about reach, expansion, credibility. The list goes on and on as to why you should write a book. Lifetime too, you know, longevity, right? Mm-hmm. This is a product you create one time and then you have it for the rest of your life, you know? So for sure, there's a plethora of reasons. Pick one. I always tell my writers, pick one and let's do that.
Yes, I love that. I mean, having had the opportunity now to say that I am a published author, I can agree with everything you say. And I'm always blown away when somebody reaches out to me from somewhere far away, like Nigeria or the UK or, you know, all these amazing places around the world. And they say, I've read your book. That is crazy.
Yeah, it is. And I love it. I love it when I get my clients who will message me with messages that they receive from people who are like, oh, this blew my mind. Or I love chapter two. And they're like, Trey, oh my God, it's really working. I'm like, yeah, that's how it works. Like that's what happens.
Yeah, for sure. So someone's bought in, they're hearing this and they're like, I have always wanted to write the book, but it feels really daunting and big and hard. And so what do you tell people who are ready to get started? How do they take that first step?
So a big thing that I tell people about writing a book is that it is big, it is daunting, and it can be hard, right? There's no real way to say that, oh, is this super easy shortcut to it? What I do say in that is that it isn't something that you have to do alone, right? That's usually the downside. And what makes it big and daunting and hard is that you're going into this process thinking that this thing that you have never done before, you're going to knock this out the ballpark like all the other things that you've mastered in your life before. And writing is humbling. Like writing will be like, nope, that's not what we're going to do today. Or it's not that easy to grab your words and put your words together. And so to that, I always tell people, first and foremost, just recognize that you don't have to do this alone. You can absolutely get help at the very beginning of the process. I find that people often think of an editor as someone at the end of the journey, as opposed to someone you can bring in very early on in the process. So first things first is get help, right? Why would you try to do this thing all alone? I don't know. There's no reason, you know, that you have to. But if you should so decide, like, you know what, I'm just going to venture out and do this, then there are some things that you really do need to keep in mind, you know, like your audience, like your message, you know, those things should take priority before you just start writing, right? So doing the research, knowing exactly what you want to talk about, knowing exactly who this is for, it's heavy lifting, you know, involved in that, but it saves you so much time in the actual writing part when you do that heavy lifting up front.
Yeah. And I mean, in all candor, I have a special project that you know about because I have another book inside me, right? Like I was like, hey, I've done a couple now. And this one, by the way, for the lawyers out there, this one actually has nothing to do with law firms or the law, but it's a little side project that I've had inside me. And this is the year. I was like, this is the year I need to write this book.
Yeah.
And so I'm actually signed up for some of your online courses and I'm in your Facebook group now. And even getting that little bit of help really helped me get started. And it helped. There was something about also knowing that I was part of this community that it was like, okay. And so I took a day off in January and I wrote my outline. I was like, okay, now I've got it started. So I still need more work, but it has started.
That's a great start. congratulations to you on getting started. That's a major step. You know, it's deciding, right? Making an executive decision that this is happening, right? Like this is something, because we're all so busy and life is going to come. But I love that I took the intentional time, took the day off, and I put my energy and my efforts into making traction, into getting something done. And that's how you move forward. Because we could all shoulda, coulda, woulda, I'm gonna write a book until we're all called home. But if we don't do the actual execution, if we don't do the actual work, then we don't have a result. So I applaud you for taking that step. But you're right, community is a big part of it. So hats off to you for doing that solo. But then yes, you may need to be a part of a community, you know, to keep that momentum going.
Yeah. I mean, I still need to write chapter one, so I'm not there yet, but, yeah. But that is some of the struggle. And I suspect for anyone listening, that would be their biggest struggle too, because we are busy, we're running our lives and our businesses. And now it's like, oh, when am I going to throw this other project into it? So do you have examples of success? Like for me, I took the one day off. I probably need to do that like once a month, or I've thought about, should I try to get up 2 hours early or something? I don't know. I'm still figuring it out, but I'm wondering what you've seen work for people.
Sure. One of the things that I've seen work, especially for very, very busy business owners like yourself. So we had a writer who came to the program, and I love, her name is Kiara. She did phenomenal. She knocked her book out in 90 days. Kiara is a real estate developer in Philadelphia. She does, you know, extremely well. And at this point, now that she has finished her book, she's doubled her coaching clientele. She went to an interview for something. They hired her and gave her an additional six-figure coaching position that she took because of this one book project. But Kiara, like a lot of the A-type personalities that I work with, and I get it done. All she needed was the structure and a plan and accountability. So once she got that, once she realized like, oh, there's a formula for this. There's a system. There's a reason why Sheree keeps asking me these same questions. Got it. And so it clicked. And then so Kiara locked herself in a hotel room for about 4 days and finished, right? Knocked the project out. So kind of like you in the, I'm going to just stop everything else for a little while and focus on this. That's how she got to the finish line. It was like total isolation. Hubby, watch the kids. I am going to finish this. I'm not leaving here without this book project. And she did it and did phenomenal and handed it over. We edited it. We published it. And she's killing it because of this one book project. So I think sometimes, you know, if you have the ability to balance your days and schedule that time to write as often as you can, I know I can't ask a business owner to write every day, but I would say 3 to 4 times a week. But if you can do like you did, Stephanie, or like Kiara, and isolate yourself where your only focus is to get that done, then do that. I've done that, you know, as well, locked in for a weekend. But even then, I tell people write for a few hours and then take a break, mm-hmm. right? Don't try to write for 9 hours. You've never written a book before. You're going to try to write for 9 hours. You're going to hurt yourself, right? So give yourself a few hours, take a break, you know, go put your feet in the grass, go get in the pool, you know, have a glass of wine, whatever you need to do to unwind and then get back to it, right? So that is a way that you can try to get as much done, you know, as quickly as possible without pulling your hair out.
Yeah. I think one of the other keys you said is there's a formula, which I think we forget. We don't realize that there actually is a formula, not just for the book overall, but even each chapter, which is what your online course is reminded me. Like I know that, but it was like, here's your way in to a chapter, which is really helpful when you're just getting yes. started with this. If you've never done this before, what advice would you give us around that?
Call me. Like I said, essentially, you know, because you're absolutely right, right? There is a formula, there is a framework. And the sooner that you see it and you recognize it, it's like, oh, I can do this. I can do this in all of my chapters. So identifying and understanding that, I think the sooner that you realize that you don't have to figure this out and that there is a formula, right? Just get to that formula, get into that community, get into that space, be around other writers. Of course, you know, my team and I, we offer that for people. But if you're in any other space, you know, if you don't meet me or know me, then yes, get in some space where there are other writers, because you are going to need that ongoing support. And if you're looking for the secret sauce formula, of course, you know, my team and I, we have that. So,
right.
So like I said, you know, you could reach out.
Yeah. And I think it's helpful. Like one of the things you really focus on with people is topic. I mean, if we're being honest, that probably feels like the hardest place to start. And I'm thinking of my lawyers specifically that I work with. And it's like, what kind of book could I write that would be helpful to my potential clients or my clients? Because I'm sure a lot of people are thinking of this as a marketing, as a way to market their services.
Sure.
And maybe you don't have to do too much with the book. Like, you don't have to tell everybody all the things you know, but like,
right.
How can people like focus? And maybe are there some questions they should be asking themselves to figure out what they would write about?
For sure. So business owners, the big thing there is starting with, what do you want? What is your goal, right? As the author, what is your big picture goal? What do you want as the outcome of you put, you know, what's your actual ROI? What are you getting? What do you want to get from this? And so if it is more leads, if it is more exposure, if it is more credibility, right? Then we think about for what, right? Well, what do you want to be known for? What do you want to be seen as an expert in? So then we can start to get a little bit more narrow in that topic, as opposed to, you know, people have a specialty in different and you know, a multitude of things, so you can't pick one. Well, if we focus in on what you actually want as a result of writing the book, then we can start to get a little bit more granular in our options to get started. So as an attorney or as a lawyer, there's options, right? We could go as a topic, we could go law, right? Overall, that's the general topic. But every lawyer, every law firm, they have different practices, different ways, different things that they do. And so the next question after we come from topic is going to be your message, right? So if we know you can talk about the law, my question then becomes, okay, well then, Stephanie, what specifically about the law or practicing or something that matters like immensely to you, right? If I gave you a microphone and put you in a room of 10,000 lawyers, what's the message? What's the thing that you feel like we have to leave here knowing and believing? And so some of it is about the audience and the message, but a lot of it also boils down to the writer, right? Like, what is in your heart? What is the thing that you need to get out to the world? Sometimes it's God ordained. It's like, this is the thing. And sometimes it's very, very like, nope, I know that I got to help, you know, people do this certain thing. Or if I'm, you know, competing firms, I need to demonstrate that my firm has this value system over, you know, whatever, or these are the practices if we specialize in women, or, you know, whatever that is, then you want to demonstrate those things that kind of set you apart, right? So start asking yourself those questions. What are the things that truly, truly matter to me? If I had a microphone and 10 minutes and an audience of 10,000, you know, what would I say? Right? I just got shoved out there. What am I going to talk about? And then, like I said, what matters most to you? And then what do you want to be known for? Right? I also ask people all the time, what are you comfortable being known for, right? Not like I want to be known, you know, for being beautiful, right? But that means that you then also have to prepare your face every day. You have to show up like this every day. Like, what are you comfortable, you know, if the world sees you as this way, are you going to show up? Are you ready to show up that way all the time, every day? You know, so those are some questions at the core that we do. Yes, we have like the framework for the book itself, but the questions, I love this, Stephanie, because the questions that you're asking are the foundational questions, right? These are the things that we have to get clear on before we can start writing the book. And usually I take the writers through a process, right? We go through what we call our plan, right? So what is your purpose? What is your language? Or, you know, what is the way that you're going to come across in the book? So you don't, what I see is people come across sounding like they think a writer should sound, right? So we got to dial that back a little bit. So your language is less, you know, verbose. And it's very, you know, not the technical jargon, but actual language that people can relate to. You know, what is the authority that you're bringing to the conversation? And then what do you want next? So we go, you know, that's our plan acronym to help lay the foundation for what it is, what you want, where we're going with this. So that's where we start with every writer. Let's develop the plan.
Love it. All right. Now I want to fast forward to we're in the writing process and maybe even at the end. Okay, lawyers are perfectionists. Like we think, because the judge makes us, right? Like we get really dinged if there's if we're writing a brief and there's a typo on the first page, like we're going to hear about that. So I think where we also get stuck, and maybe even me too, is how could this draft possibly be ready to go into the world? I just talked with someone that I know. I saw her at a conference a couple of weeks ago, and I know her book has been written for a long time because I want to have her on the show as soon as it publishes. And I was like, where are we with the draft? And she was like, I'm still struggling like to get it out, because she's like, I think I need to rewrite it. I think I need to, you know, is it good enough? Things keep changing. And I was like, no, first draft is perfect. You got to get it out in the world. You got to like stop having that conversation with yourself. So I just would love to hear your advice for us perfectionists.
perfectionist. So twofold, all of it leads back to help. Mm-hmm. So for the person that you're referring to, if she wrote the book by herself and you've gone through that process and, you know, you got everything out there, what you need is called a developmental edit. You do need some other, another set of eyes, and not just a random set of eyes, someone with a certain skill set and a level of education and training that can come in and say, well, this choice of words is taking your, the emotion to the left. And if we can, you know, substitute that with this, then let's, you know, let's do that. So for that person who has already written the manuscript and now your perfectionism has you stalled because you can't move forward because you're not sure if it's perfect and that perfection is making you not ask for help, release that fear. And I talk about this all the time, the perfection trap. Release that fear. It is absolutely okay to ask someone to help you with this. Right? No matter how brilliant or profound you are, it is A-okay to ask, especially a book editor, to assist with this project that you have completed as far as you can take it. Right. And also rest assured that any book that has ever been published, any book on the New York Times bestseller list, any John Maxwell himself accredits Charlie Wetzel for 40 years of helping him write leadership books. Right. So I just want you to keep in mind that there is no book that ever hits the marketplace that does extremely well that has not had an editor. Right. That has not had someone in the process with them. So if you've gone through the writing and you've done it by yourself, now tag someone in.
Yeah.
If you are in the writing and you are struggling, tag someone in. We just had a writer come through the program recently. She's an attorney, phenomenal. And she's super, super smart. She got about 2 months into the program and she said, Sheree, she just realized it. She said, I just realized that everything I have to say doesn't matter. And I was like, okay. She was like, it just hit me because I told this story. And she's like, it took me 5 pages to tell the story. And I'm looking at the story and I'm going, I didn't need this. I didn't need that. I didn't need any of these pieces. And I said, well, how did that feel? And she said, a little frustrating at first. She said, but now going into my next chapter, I'm like, oh, okay, let me just cut some of this fluff because I don't need all of this. Right. So she needed the space to feel safe, to be able to have that conversation. Right. And then also the encouragement to know that it's okay to cut it. It's okay, right? It doesn't mean that your story or your voice isn't valuable, right? It's okay. The moment that you realize that everything you have to say isn't going to make it into the book, it's a relief, right? You should like, whew, okay, I don't have to do all of that. All right, well then let me just focus on the things I need to focus on. And again, both of those equations from in the writing, in the trenches, and then when you've done the writing and you need some support, it all is editing. It all is support and accountability that really helps you get to the finish line.
Yeah. Maybe just before we wrap up, I want to shift even again, because in your intro, you said that you also do ghostwriting. And maybe people aren't familiar with that concept, or it might even feel a little bit like cheating. So I'm kind of curious if you could talk for a minute about what that process is like and who might consider going that route if they are so inclined.
Sure. So ghostwriting, let me just be very clear when I talk about ghostwriting. Ghostwriting does not mean that you disappear, right? So I have a lot of people who go, well, I don't have the time to write, so I'm just going to pay you and then you can write it. And while that is true, it does not mean that you go away, right? It still means, like, let's say, Stephanie, you decide you're going to do a ghostwriting project. I need hours of your time. Right. I need hours and hours of your time. I need to ask you thorough questions. You know, so we set up a framework. Everything that I just said to you about how I work my writers through the process, this is the same process for a ghostwrite. Still need to know the purpose. Still need to know how you want to show up. I still need to know the authority. I still need to know the next steps and the goals that you want to achieve. So that's, you know, where we're starting. Then we go into what do you want to say? So it's basically like I'm interviewing you. Right. And then the framework for people who are, you know, not working with ghostwriter is identical. Right. It's the same process, except for over here, I'm the person like walking you through all of these questions. And then I record them, transcribe them, clean them up. And here's the part that always tickles me. So then I clean it up and I bring it back to you and you tell me that it's all wrong. Everything's wrong. Right. Because only the first time that you tell the story, it's like you're telling the story to yourself for the first time. So when I give it back to a writer every single time, they're like, oh, I forgot. Oh, my goodness. And then this actually happened or that actually happened. And I'm like, no worry. So at this point, I'm aware. Right. So I build that into the relationship. But they're like, oh, Sheree. I'm like, it's OK, because I knew right up in here there was a big gap missing that we have to fill in. So ghostwriting is really for that person who doesn't want to learn how to write. Right. I would say that that's more so. It's like, I don't really want to take the time to click through and make all the sentences flow. I'll let you do that beautiful part, Sheree. But it does not remove the intellectual part I need all of you in a ghostwrite. I need you to be fully present. You have to approve every word. I spoke to a writer the other day that said she had a book published and she was just distressed when she got it. And I was like, did you not go through it with the editor? Like, that, did you miss that part of it? So that's something to consider too. You know, with a ghostwrite, you won't be writing, but you'll be doing a lot of the thinking. You'll be doing a lot of reading and critiquing and giving feedback and approving, you know, to make sure that it is, you know, chef's kiss, that it is the result that you want from the work that you put in. And then I disappear, right? That's the ghost part, right? It's then I disappear. Once it's all done, your name is on the cover, my name's on the little inside, you know, written with kind of thing, then I'm out of the equation. So that's what a ghost write is. Not you disappear. I disappear when it's done.
I love that. That is a really good reminder. All right. Well, you have given everybody so much to think about. I think that there are lots of books coming from this community. I just know it.
There should be.
Yeah.
There should be.
Because they have a lot to say. They don't realize it.
Brilliant people should write books. Yes. I think every business owner should write a book. I think brilliant people should write books. I think that there's just so much knowledge and information that we have. And if we share it, we could change the world. So yes, write the book. Absolutely, write the book.
I'm writing that down. I love it. Obviously, we're so excited to have all this great information you've given us. You've given us so much to think about. And I want to make sure we'll put all the links to your stuff in the show notes. So if people do want to learn more about you and your programs or get help writing, we'll make it easy for them to do that.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The Lawyerist Podcast is edited by Brittany Felix. Are you ready to implement the ideas we discussed here into your practice? Wondering what to do next? Here are your first two steps. First, if you haven't read the Small Firm Roadmap yet, grab the first chapter for free at lawyerist.com/book. Looking for help beyond the book? Let's chat about whether our coaching communities are right for you. Head to lawyerist.com/community/lab to schedule a 10-minute call with our team to learn more. The views expressed by the participants are their own and are not endorsed by Legal Talk Network. Nothing said in this podcast is legal advice for you.